Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Jerusalem are clear tonight, with a gentle breeze making for a pleasant evening. Tel Aviv and Haifa are also enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, a ceasefire violation has been confirmed. The IDF now admits Hezbollah launched rockets at Israeli forces, prompting an airstrike on the launchers. Also from Ynet, earlier this hour, Lebanon's prime minister declares support for negotiations with Israel. He opposes Hezbollah's intimidation tactics and plans a visit to Washington to seek Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon. Also this hour, 24 News reports the IDF has replaced a damaged crucifix in Lebanon. Two soldiers involved have been banned and jailed. Separately, JTA reveals further details on the jailed soldiers. The IDF confirmed dismissal of the soldier who damaged the statue and the one who filmed it. And finally, Axios reports from earlier this week that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move may aid his broader peace efforts with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. From Al Arabiya English, just minutes ago, Tehran's top diplomat accuses the U.S. of breaching the ceasefire. He claims the U.S. blockades Iranian ports and targets a commercial vessel. President Donald Trump, through a post highlighted by Visegrad 24 earlier today, urges Iran to release 8 women slated for execution. He suggests this could foster goodwill ahead of negotiations. Gershon Baskin, a peace activist, notes a protest in Israel against the Lebanon ceasefire. He highlights that many Israelis link the conflict with Hezbollah to tensions with Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire situation. Israel Hayom reports that the IDF initially dismissed the attack as a false alarm. However, further investigation confirmed Hezbollah's role, leading to Israeli airstrikes in response. This escalation raises concerns over renewed hostilities in the region. Turning to Lebanese politics, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Salam's visit to Washington aims to mitigate Hezbollah's influence. He seeks to reinforce diplomatic ties with the U.S. and push for Israeli withdrawal. This move could affect Hezbollah's standing in Lebanon. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, I-24 News details the IDF's actions following the crucifix incident. The military replaced the crucifix promptly and penalized the involved soldiers. This incident underscores the IDF's efforts to maintain discipline and respect in occupied territories. Separately, JTA provides further context on the soldiers' punishment. The IDF's swift action reflects its commitment to uphold international norms. The incident may affect Israel's reputation in Lebanon. Finally, Axios highlights Trump's ceasefire announcement as a potential diplomatic maneuver. His efforts could pave the way for broader peace talks with Iran. However, the political implications in Israel remain sensitive. Turning to business and markets. First, from Globes, activist investors are making moves to reshape Radcom's board. They've allied with the late founder's family to challenge the current leadership. Separately, Ynet Business reports on the less discussed reality post-funding for startups. It highlights the challenges founders face in achieving product-market fit after securing investment. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes Shufersal's decision to reward employees with bonuses. This gesture recognizes their contributions during the ongoing conflict. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.